This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Kenneth C. Crowe II reports in the Albany Times-Union Republican Assemblyperson Stephen McLaughlin defeated Democrat Andrea Smith with 19,685 votes to 18,736 votes in the unofficial election night count in the race for Rensselaer County Executive. But Smith says she is waiting for the absentee ballots to be counted. There were 2,586 absentee ballots cast, quote, of which 1,345 had been returned to the County Board of Elections in the days before the election, Crowe reports. Smith would need an overwhelming percentage of those votes to go her way to overturn the election night results. Greene County candidate Wayne Foy also got 565 votes. McLaughlin currently represents Rensselaer County and part of Columbia County in the state assembly. Once McLaughlin vacates his assembly seat, the governor can either call for a special election to be held in March or leave the seat vacant through the end of McLaughlin's term, which expires at the close of 2018. Greene County and other parts of Columbia County are also currently without representation in Albany, as Pete Lopez left his seat in September to head the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's new Region 2 as administrator. Cuomo has not called for a special election for that open seat either. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Richard Moody in Columbia Green Media reports that on November 3rd, the House of Representatives passed a bill to replace the lapsed Children's Health Insurance Plan that expired in September. The new bill is called the Community Health and Medical Professionals Improve Our Nation Act, and Democrats, who mostly voted against it, say it would pay for children's health insurance by taking money away from a preventative care fund. The bill passed 242-174, including a yes vote from Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook. Quote, it was critical that the House pass legislation to reauthorize CHIP before the funding runs out in the coming months, and this legislation not only does that, but makes other important improvements, said Faso. Quote, notably, the legislation authorizes robust support for community health centers, which provide critical medical services throughout upstate New York, end quote. And the Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, which crosses the Hudson River between Catskill and Greenport, had the largest traffic increase of the river's bridges, up 2.17% this September from 2016. Revenue on the Rip Van Winkle also rose 2.95%, though it lagged behind the Kingston-Rhinecliff Bridge, which rose 3.33%. Traffic volume increased on all five Hudson River bridges operated by the New York State Bridge Authority in September 2017 over September 2016, according to the authority. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.